Bible Believers Fellowship is excited to announce our new internet outreach ministry at bbfohioradio.com, where all of our recorded messages will air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and can be heard by anyone on planet Earth with an internet connection. bbfohioradio.com is another free ministry outreach providing nonstop, uninterrupted, commercial-free Bible teaching, where the only ads you'll hear are from Bible Believers Fellowship, and all the teaching is provided without charge from the authorized King James Bible as taught by Pastor Greg Miller, Elder Mike Kaler, and other guest teachers. So visit bbfohioradio.com and share that website address on your own Facebook, Twitter, email, or other internet account as we continue preaching the Word until Jesus raptures us out of here.
Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of bbfohio.com as we continue our look at the fulfillment of the Whore of Babylon in the Roman Catholic Church. In this message, this whorish Nicolaitan cult is called the Mother of Harlots, and we will see exactly why as we begin part one of our two-part study in Revelation chapter 17 and verse 5. In verse 5, if you look at your Bibles, Revelation 17, verse 5, go ahead and read that with me. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the Mother of Harlots and Abominations of the Earth. And we went line by line, point by point on that last time. But I wanted to zero in on that phrase, the Mother of Harlots, in using that as kind of our springboard for a bit of a current events update for where we're at this day, December 3rd, 2014. Is that right?
Yeah.
Make sure I had the right day.
That's good.
I know it's 2014. I know it's December. The 3rd is the one I was wondering about. But the one world religion is being brought together so fast that it really is hard to keep up. As we studied Revelation 17, it is about this end time spiritually adulterous generation coming together in a one world religion that will, as an adulteress, marry itself instead of to God, to the world system. And that's what we've been studying through Revelation 17. And week by week, I have no problem giving you current examples for what we're studying. It's just mind-boggling to see how it's unfolding. And this study is going to be an update on the progress being made toward that globally united religion. That's one of the things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about other things tonight. But there's yesterday's headline, literally, was Pope Francis uniting Hindus, Muslims, and Buddhists to sign a pact with Rome. Now, this isn't the big one, but that is exactly a model for what we have been reading about and studying about in this last day's end time apostasy. Now, folks, that's why I tell you, when you study, if you're studying Bible prophecy correctly, you're studying, you basically wake up in the morning, you open your Bible or whatever, and you say, okay, Lord, what are you doing today? We're not looking in the far ahead future. I mean, we're watching God unveil this whole thing right before our very eyes. Now, before I move on, you're going to see more of this, and I could have shown you more examples. We talked about how they had Muslim prayers. You had an imam in the Vatican for the first time in history doing the call to prayer. You know that they do. And this is breaking new ground for the Roman Catholic Church and the Vatican. We saw the reference to the Mother of Harlots. Literally, Rome is mothering this apostasy that's taking place. Now, just for the record here, apostasy is a falling away from the faith.
Amen.
Now, apostasy is a falling away from the faith, but it involves numerous smaller steps that people take. And so when you see apostasy taking place, it's kind of like when someone gets a disease, you start seeing symptoms, and then finally you see the corpse. And the one of the first steps taken is a falling away from the infallible Word of God. And when the evangelical church adopted the Vatican Bible, which is the English Standard Version, the Revised Standard Version, the NIV, the Living Bible, those are Vatican Bibles. And when the evangelical church checked their brain in at the door and said, we're going to listen to this preacher tell us what we ought to believe, you just submitted yourself to a priest class. That's not Bible Christianity.
Amen.
Biblical Christianity is you testing Him.
Amen.
You don't just take everything the guy says and say, oh, he's telling us a better translation should be. He's telling us the oldest and best manuscripts actually say. And that man is full of it.
Yeah. Amen.
The Bible that we have been given by God doesn't need changed.
Amen. Amen.
And when you change that book, you're going into the ditch.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Amen.
And that's what happened to evangelical Christianity. They changed the book, and then all of a sudden you start seeing them change the gospel.
Yeah.
All of a sudden the gospel becomes muddied and watered down. And so you have this gospel where the blood is left out.
Yeah.
You have a gospel where the death, burial, and resurrection is rarely even mentioned. The gospel preached today is, oh, wouldn't you like to have a better life? Well, ask Jesus in your heart. Okay, it's not about you having a better life. It's about you not going to hell.
Amen.
Number two, you don't ask Jesus in your heart. You believe the gospel and He comes into your heart.
Amen.
That's the biblical gospel. And so when you water it down, you start to mush around with it and mess it up. Next thing you know, then you have churches filled with unbelievers.
Yeah.
And those unbelievers start to pick the other leaders of the churches. And the next thing you know, the whole church is just gone.
Yeah.
And that's what's happened. And the mother of harlots gave you the corrupt Bible that's killing the churches. Every Bible, English Standard Version, NIV, all those, you go look it up, and we've got a 2-hour documentary that proves it, and no one has ever disproven that documentary. I've sent it to the preachers and told them, prove it's wrong.
Right.
Or stop teaching the nonsense you're teaching. And they don't. They don't prove it's wrong, and they don't stop teaching the nonsense they're teaching.
Yeah.
And they're mothering the apostasy using the mother false Bibles. The mother church, as Rome's Vatican State Church calls itself. I didn't call them that. The mother of harlots calls herself the mother church.
Right.
I didn't make that up. Is mothering the harlots. That's all these smaller denominations and churches and hireling preachers into a single family unit of false religion. And if you won't go along with the big tent philosophy and the big tent false church, you're the troublemaker. According to them. I'm a troublemaker. I am a hater, and I am a causer of discord and division among the brethren, according to the harlot and her little harlots. And I say amen.
Amen.
I'm here to preach the biblical gospel. I'm here to pastor a biblical local church. I'm here with a book. And I'm not telling you to take my word for it. I'm telling you to take the book's word for it.
Amen.
And if anybody doesn't like that and they want to call me a hater, amen. The psalmist says, I hate every false way.
Amen. Amen.
If you don't hate every false way, you're backslidden.
Amen.
If you're in love with getting along instead of getting the truth, you're backslidden.
Amen.
I check myself all the time. I'm like, whoa. Would you compromise to get that? Would you compromise to get along and be a part of that? You better check yourself, because it creeps in. I've seen some really good men fall.
Yeah.
I name enough names. I'm not going to get into that tonight, but I've seen some really good men fall. In our previous study, we showed you this. This is harlotry.
Yeah.
This is spiritual adultery. Benedict, whose real name is Ratzinger, fittingly, and John Paul, who has been deified by your Roman Catholic media, sell out.
Amen.
False teacher, burning in hell right now.
Amen.
Going to hell if he doesn't repent.
Amen.
Now, you don't like that. I don't care. That's the truth.
Yep.
What we need are less politicians in pulpits. We need people who are going to tell you the truth.
Amen.
Even when it upsets you. You know, I wasn't going to be a pastor. I wanted to be an associate pastor. I wanted to be a right-hand man for somebody who'd get up there and tell people the truth. I got sick of just sitting there watching some guy bootlick people so he could get big offerings and drive a nice car and have suits and pay the bills. That's why we exist. And so we're here for people who want to hear that kind of preaching.
Amen.
And if you want to get along with this, you're in the wrong place. And if you want to get along with this, I'd have to question whether or not you really love Jesus.
That's right.
I love Jenny Lou. And any woman out there, I want you to know you don't have a chance.
Amen.
You're not woman enough to take her man.
Amen.
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 Hey, amen. That's Loretta Lynn.
Loretta Lynn, yes.
Hey, that's the way it is with Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I'm sold out to Him.
Amen.
And you ain't man enough or woman enough to pull me away from my Jesus.
Amen.
And I don't care what kind of unity, like what kind of parties you're going to throw. I don't care how much you get along and just love everybody and everybody loves you. I don't want nothing to do with it if I have to compromise Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. We've shown the previous popes all working to this same desired end,
yeah,
mothering
right.
the harlots to Rome.
That's right.
And the one we got in there now is just icing on the cake.
Yep.
But even Israel is falling into Rome's clutches.
Yeah.
Now I want you to think about that. You think you can stand against this apostasy on your own without the Word of God, the Spirit of God, and without a conviction? You got another thing coming. Israel, hey, you won't get this in your schools or media, but this is the truth. The Holocaust is Roman Catholic.
Yeah, right.
The Holocaust and the killing of the 6 million Jews, Germany, under Adolf Hitler, signed a concordat with Pope Pius.
Yeah.
And Germany was a Roman Catholic country, officially.
Yeah. That's right.
You won't get that in your textbooks most of the time, but that's an absolute truth that can be proven in court of law and has been.
Mm-hmm.
And then people try to sue to shut people down, take it to court. And Israel is still yoking up with the harlot that killed 6 million of its people with a concordat with Rome and, of course, fascist Italy under Mussolini? You say, how is that? Man, whenever you aren't saved, and I'm sorry, I love Benjamin Netanyahu, but he's not a Christian.
That's right.
He's a Mason.
Wow.
And they sell out for money. I'm not just talking about Netanyahu, I'm talking about everybody in this room. If you're not saved, you'll sell out for money.
Right.
And if you are saved and you turn on the Lord and you're not walking in the Spirit, you'll sell out for money.
Yeah, that's right.
And Israel is all about survival, but they're doing it apart from God. And so it's causing them to yoke up with Rome, and they're even planning on giving the holy sites to the Vatican.
Wow.
Of course, that's a fulfillment of Scripture. So on the one hand, it really ticks me off.
Yeah.
On the other hand, it makes me excited. Because I'm like, this isn't good. But hey, it's just another evidence that God is in control, people.
Amen.
You know, you may think, oh, I had a bill to pay and God helped me pay it. God is in control. Amen. I was almost wrecked, and there's no natural explanation for the fact that He kept me, that I didn't wreck. I believe God kept me from wrecking. Amen.
Right.
But you can step out of your own situation and see it on a world stage that God is in control.
Mm-hmm.
And He is lifting His hand off of Israel because there are very few born-again Jews in Israel.
Right. Yeah.
And of all the Jews there, more than 80% of them profess to be agnostic. They don't even profess to believe He exists, let alone turn to His Son for salvation. And you have, well, we'll get into that in a second. I want you to look at Daniel 9:27 in your Bible. Turn to Daniel 9:27. And we're going to look at Daniel, and then we're going to look at Isaiah real quick. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, chapter 9. One of the most important passages for you to study is Daniel chapter 9 and beginning in verse 20 through 27, where it's the 70 weeks are detailed. We don't have time to go through all that. But in verse 27, we see that the Antichrist will confirm the covenant There's only one the covenant in the book of Daniel, and that's the Mosaic Covenant. Antichrist will confirm the Mosaic Covenant with many, including Israel and the United Nations, for 1 week. Now look at it. Verse 27, Daniel 9, look at verse 27. Read that with me. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. Stop. The he is the Antichrist. The 1 week is a 7-year period. You got novices out there in pulpits telling people that there's no reason to believe the tribulation period is 7 years long. There's your reason. Get out of the pulpit and shut up. Amen. You want to teach people, you ought to know the Bible before you try to teach. Daniel 9:27 says that he, referring to the Antichrist, shall confirm the covenant. And there's only one the covenant, and that's the Mosaic Covenant. And he will confirm that covenant with many for 1 week, and that's 7 years. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. Now, you might not see it there, but if you study enough, what you'll see... sorry about that. That's my computer. What you'll see... I just made Martha... Here, I mute it. But if you study the Bible enough, when you what I just read there tells you something. It says that he, in the midst of the week, that's 3.5 years after confirming the covenant, he'll stop a sacrifice. There is no temple today, folks. So that means what? There's going to be a temple. And so when you look in Israel, they're getting ready to build a temple. Did you know that? They've actually got all the artifacts and all the priesthood is being trained, and they're getting ready to build it. Now, ain't that a coincidence? No, it's not a coincidence. It's the hand of God. God is in control, people. You know, that's what I'm saying. When you just read that, you should have just got chill bumps. Saying, whoa, that's taking place right now. We're not talking about the distant future. We're talking about what's taking place right in front of our eyes. And the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate. Jesus talked about the great tribulation and called it the abomination of desolation. That's what you just saw. Mm-hmm. And so line on line on line, we see this. And what do we see? We see Israel confirming the covenant with the Antichrist. That tells you that you ought to see a Freemason or some other unbelieving Illuminatus type as president of Israel. You ought to see in Israel a nation in unbelief so that they will grasp hold of this Antichrist agreement to the covenant. Otherwise, if they were Spirit-filled Christians, they'd know what we know and they wouldn't go along with it.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
And that's important to get. But we'll come back to that in a minute. Isaiah 28 now. Turn back a few pages. Isaiah is before Jeremiah. Isaiah is 66 chapters long. We're going to... Chapter 28, Isaiah is 66 chapters long, just like the Bible, 66 books. They call Isaiah the miniature Bible, and it's laid out just like your Bible if you look at each chapter. And you come into Isaiah 28 in verse 15, and I'll start in 14, then you can join me there in 15 a minute. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, ye scornful men that rule this people which is in Jerusalem. What did I just say? What did I just say? That's what you're finding in Israel in the last days.
Amen.
The leaders of Israel are spiritually blind. And look in verse... they don't believe the Bible. I give Netanyahu the benefit of the doubt that he at least believes some of it because he says so. But most of the leaders in Jerusalem, totally agnostic. Now look at verse 15. Read that. Because ye have said... We have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us, for we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. You just don't realize, folks, those people I'm talking about in Israel, they know the basics of Bible prophecy because the evangelicals and fundamentalist Christians have been over there telling them for years what's going to happen. They know, but you know what they say? It's not going to happen to us. After joining up and aligning themselves with Europe and with Germany and Italy and then having 6 million of them killed, you'd think they'd learn. Now they're joining up with Rome and the European Union and they're trying to get along with the United Nations and they think they can give land for peace. Read Joel chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. They think they can give up land for peace like you see in the news all the time. It isn't going to work.
Amen.
But the leaders in Jerusalem say, no. And what's Isaiah? Isaiah says, you say that because you've made lies your refuge. Mm-hmm. They're not going by the word. Now look at verse 16. Isaiah had predicted this, calling it a covenant with death and hell. That's Daniel 9:27, the confirming of the covenant with the Antichrist, that Isaiah is calling a covenant with death and with hell. And in verse 16, the next verse is rarely considered in its context. Look at verse 16, read that. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. What's that saying? We've talked about this before. If the Jew in Israel... Now this, of course, we know is talking about our Messiah, Jesus Christ, but He's the Messiah of Israel.
Right. Yeah.
And if a Jew believes that, they won't have to worry. They don't have to make haste. They won't be there. They'll go up with us in the rapture. But those who don't believe that, they will make haste. That's why Jesus says, pray that your flight be not in winter and that you're not giving suck in those days. Why? Because when this thing blows up, Jews are going to run for the hills. They're not even going to have time to go in their house and grab a coat. But if you believe in Jesus, whether you're Jew or Gentile, you won't be here for that tribulation period.
Amen.
We are not appointed unto wrath. Amen? Now read verse 17. Consider what it says next after that verse. Verse 17, read it. Judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet, and hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place. Isn't that amazing? Because in the Holocaust, that's what they called, and you've probably read or seen the movie of Corey Ten Boom, The Hiding Place.
Yes.
And as referring to how the Jews had to go into hiding, the hiding place in the tribulation period, I believe, will be Petra, the rock city. Mm-hmm. And there's in Revelation 12, it talks about a flood. Just like we're reading here. It's an amazing correlation in all these texts that we've been studying. And in verse 18, that leads us to the judgment upon Israel for her covenant with this whore, with death and hell. Read verse 18. And your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand when the overflowing scourge shall pass through. Then ye shall be trodden down by it. In other words, if what we read here is true, then we ought to see today an unbelieving apostate nation in the land of Israel who is ready to sign this or confirm this covenant with death and with hell, with many, with the Antichrist for 1 week. And we see it. Anybody who knows what's going on sees it. It's happening. Israel will fall to the mother of harlots. I don't say that because I'm an anti-Semite and hate the Jews. I love the Jews. I support the nation of Israel. And I go after these false teachers who attack Israel all the time. But truth is truth. I had a military leader over in Israel, not going to name drop, but I carried on correspondence with. And he said, you know, I appreciate your stand for our nation, but I don't like the way you seem to enjoy the fact that 2/3 of the Jews in Israel are supposed to die during the tribulation period. And I said, where did you get the idea I enjoy that? He says, well, you teach it. I've heard. I listened to you teach it. I said, did you hear me say I enjoyed that? I don't enjoy it. It's just truth. Mm-hmm. I said, if you were a smoker and you were smoking 3 packs a day, I would say, you know what? You probably ought to cut back or quit. That's going to kill you. I tell you that because I love you. Right?
Amen.
Amen? Yeah. Man, how many smokers we got here tonight? I got 2 amens out of that.
Whoa.
That's when I look at the Jews and Israel and I tell them what the Bible says. It's because I love them.
Amen.
When I confront my children and they're doing something wrong through the years, I don't do it because I just love confronting them and making them feel bad. No, I love them. And that's why we teach this. We don't want to see the Jews go through this.
Amen.
And any Jew listening to this, if you'll believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved.
Amen.
Eternally and from that.
Yes. Amen.
But there's this spirit of Judas over that nation right now.
Right.
It's just there.
Oh, I'm going to give it to you.
Believers Fellowship is excited to announce our new internet outreach ministry at bbfohioradio.com, where all of our recorded messages will air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and can be heard by anyone on planet Earth with an internet connection. bbfohioradio.com is another free ministry outreach providing nonstop, uninterrupted, commercial-free Bible teaching, where the only ads you'll hear are from Bible Believers Fellowship, and all the teaching is provided without charge from the authorized King James Bible as taught by Pastor Greg Miller, Elder Mike Kaler, and other guest teachers. So visit bbfohioradio.com and share that website address on your own Facebook, Twitter, email, or other internet account as we continue preaching the Word until Jesus raptures us out of here.